In today's Mishnah, we're on the 16th and final Mishnah from the second parak of Masechet Avot Noam, and we begin the third parak. Mishnah begins, Hu haya omer. So Rabbi Tarfon would also say, Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. The work that we have to do in this world is immense. However, it's not as if, the way the Batran explains it, that we only receive a reward if we complete it. We are rewarded for each and every bit we do. And I remember hearing the name of Rabbi Abronach. It says, when we say in a siyum, he said, "Anu amelim v'heim amelim, that we toil and they toil. We toil and receive reward, and they toil and do not receive reward." It would be an unfair comparison if you understood that tefillah in a simple manner. Why? Because they also get paid, and they also receive reward. The nations receive reward when they do things. But the explanation he gives is that, unlike in the normal world, when someone's contracted to finish a job and they will not get paid unless they finish the job, we are rewarded for every little bit we do along the way. That's what's anu melim u'mekablim schar, that we are rewarded for each and bit of toiling we do. With that in mind, however, one might think, well, if I cannot complete it, and we don't have to complete it, then I won't do anything at all, and I won't receive reward, I'll just sit back. That's why Rabbi Tarfon continues by saying, v'lo ata ben chorin lebatel mino, that you're not free to sit back and not be engaged in Torah and mitzvot. 2 points to mention here. The Machzor Vitri notes that it says, lo ata ben chorim, meaning when you were taken out of Mitzrayim and made become ben chorim, you were not taken out for libatel mino, simply to sit back and not engage in Torah and mitzvot, but rather the opposite. And the Kati cites that that's why Torah itself is referred, the mashal is always water and bread. As in, just as water and bread are staples of which a man or person survives, so too the limud Torah and mitzvot is something of which are considered a staple, they're considered vital for our survival as people or human beings. Mishnah continues, Im lamadata Torah harbe, if you learnt a lot of Torah, no im lach schar harbe, you'll receive according to your Yigia, according to your toil, you receive much reward. V'ne'eman hu bal malachtecha, meaning your employee, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is why you can trust him, she'eshlemcha lach schar pulatach, that he will pay you according to that toil. V'da, Mishnah continues, you should know, matan schar shel tzadikim la'atid lavo. The way it's explained here, in Kati, he says, is that the reward for the righteous is not something they receive in this world. Many righteous suffer, spend a life of suffering in this world. The reward is that is only really in Olam Haba. And I just saw another explanation here by the Nedar Kodesh. He says, what's Schar Latid Lavo? It doesn't say Lo Olam Haba, it actually says Latid Lavo. What it means is Scharan for the Tzedikim is Latid Lavo, meaning, as we will learn, that Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The reward for doing a mitzvah is that Hashem facilitates it and makes it possible to form further mitzvahs. So latid lavo is your schar will be coming soon enough, or the tzaddikim soon enough, in order that they can perform more mitzvot. Let's begin now the third parak. This is now the first Mishnah. Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer. He would say, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim. You should look at three things. V'yata ba'li de'avarein. You will not come to sin. What are the three things? Dan ma'ayin bata. You should know from where you came from. Olam talecha, where you're going. V'lifnei mi'ata tidli ten din v'cheshwan. Before who you'll give literally an accounting. But I'll explain that in a minute. Mishnah says, what is ma'ayin bata? Where did you come from? You came from a tipa srucha, from a simple drop. The idea is, if you focus on one's origins, it reduces one's sense of gaiva, haughtiness. Ola anata holech, where you're going, what's the ultimate end to every individual? That is, lamakom afar arima v'toleach. You're going to a place of dust and worms. Everyone's end will be in the grave. And through that, one is saved from, Kati explains, that cure someone of excessive desires and want of money and the like, because, again, you cannot take it with you. And before who are you going to give an accounting? That's before Kadosh Baruch Hu, lefnei melech malchei hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you heard things on your mind, where you came from, where you're going, and ultimately there'll be an accounting at the end. Those three elements, according to Kavya ben Mahalel, will save an individual from sinning. Just to add a few points. One is, what is this din v'cheshbon? The Gra says that, well, din is we being judged for doing aveirot, meaning transgressions. What bad things has a person done in life? What is a cheshbon? A cheshbon is an accounting. An accounting is in the sense of, well, you spent your time doing other things. What could have you been doing? In other words, it's an accounting of the bitl aseh. In other words, you spent your time in a particular way, but we'll do an accounting in terms of what opportunities you missed out in doing good. Interesting here, the Pirkei Moshe says, is these three elements, I've already sort of been alluding to, come to counter the three things that remove a man from the world, and that's kinatai v'kavod. And it's working backwards. The First, as we said, if you remember your origins, that we said that counters gaiva, or in this case, the pursuit of kavod. We said if you recognize where you're going to, as we already suggested, that counters ta'ava. And the final thing, jealousy, if you realize at the end of the day you'll come to an accounting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all these negative attributes, being jealous of other people and chaos, anger and the like, they will certainly be cured, because ultimately like Hashem will judge you for all those that you were scheming and doing. Those are Mishnah today.